This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Luca Vicentini has been elected as the next General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global body which represents national union centers such as the Ghana Trade Union Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States. It held its fifth World Congress in Melbourne, Australia, November 6 to 22, 2022. Mr. Vicentini has been the General Secretary of the European Trade Union Confederation, the ETUC, since 2015. I talked to him before his election and asked him to outline his objectives for the ITUC.
Well, my major objective is to make the ITUC stronger. We need to deal with enormous challenges that come from the COVID crisis, before that the financial crisis, and now increasing conflicts all around the world, starting with Ukraine, of course. All this requires a very strong and ambitious trade union movement. And there is a need to achieve this, to put in place a series of actions. The first one is that we need to increase our influential role at global level, making sure that the ITUC can really be a very strong negotiator towards the multilateral institutions, towards the employers, the multinational enterprises. We have to make sure that we can really be an actor in the global dimension to achieve important results for working people. But to do that, of course, we need also to build trade union power. And trade union power is based on organizing, is based on negotiating power for collective bargaining, for minimum wages, for social dialogue, but is also based on the fact that we need to reinforce trade union rights and workers' rights all over the world. And also, this implies that within and inside the trade union movement, we have to increase democracy, transparency, internal participation, involvement of the different affiliates that are part of the ITUC. In this respect, it's important to reinforce the capacity of the headquarters and the staff and the elected team and the leadership of the ITUC to operate and to deliver results. But at the same time, it's also very important to make sure that we can empower the regions, we can involve the affiliates in the ITUC in the different continents, I mean, to deliver more and better, and to make sure that they can be close to our members, to working people all over the world, and that the ITUC can be really perceived as an organization that is at their disposal, that can make a difference for them in practice on the ground. And for this to happen, of course, unity is also a fundamental element in the ITUC to be considered. This unity has to be reinforced. I think that because of the experience I have developed over the years, I'm active in the trade union movement now for more than 30 years, first at local and then national and then European level. I can bring a contribution. I'm really ready, I mean, to bring this contribution to the movement and make sure that we can deliver all together better results in unity, standing together and reinforcing our capacity.
What are some of the major issues facing workers around the world that the ITUC could help address?
I would say at least four things are major challenges for all of us. The first one is increasing conflicts all around the world. We have now this horrible war in Ukraine, but it's just one out of many conflicts that are putting peace at risk in the global dimension, but also challenging democracy, in democratic values, human rights, that when war is there, workers cannot be protected. They cannot live decently. They cannot have a decent jobs. They cannot have decent living conditions. And democracy, more in general, is put at risk. So addressing the peace challenge, building peace, making sure that we can stop conflicts and protect people from conflicts is the first element, I think, in our action for the future. The second one that is to some extent also connected to that, because it's also very geopolitical, is how we can make sure we can change the global economic model. Because we have faced for too many years, for decades now, this horrible neoliberal model taking over everywhere in the world and cutting wages, workers' protection, workers' rights, trade union rights, human rights, all this is put at risk by this neoliberal and austerity developments. So changing the economic model at global level, making sure that each and every country can develop properly and that working people can get a fair share out of a different and more sustainable and inclusive economic model. The third challenge that I really see as crucial for the trade union movement is just transition. How to make sure that we can manage the climate and digital transformations in a way that nobody is left behind, in a process where people can feel to be involved, where if jobs are destroyed, more and better jobs can be created, and we can really make sure that everybody is involved and included in a more sustainable economic and transformation model. And last but not least, we need to build a new social contract at global level. The social model, social protection, social rights are really broken in most of the continents, in most of the countries all over the world. So rebuilding a social model, a social contract that can really take care and protect workers must be really at the core of our mission. This means reinforcing rights, protecting rights, ensuring that inequalities can be fought and equality can be built, that people can really be included in positive process. Everybody can get a decent job, decent working conditions, decent salaries, but also we can fight against precariousness, and we can also reinforce social protection systems in a way that everybody can feel to be secured. In this respect, I think that these four challenges, there are many others, of course, but these four challenges are really at the core of the trade union mission for the future, and I think that the ITUC will have really to address that.
You mentioned neoliberalism. There seems to be a worldwide rise in right-wing politics, which in part consists of attacks on labor unions. Why is the right wing becoming more influential?
Well, I think it's exactly because of the consequences of the neoliberal model. All this has brought, together with conflicts, of course, and wars and challenges to peace, these elements have really created enormous disruption, enormous crisis when it comes to the economy, but also when it comes to the social and living conditions for people. And when people see their jobs at risk, their well-being at risk, their salaries at risk, their families at risk, well, they react with anger and also with desperation to some extent. And this anger and desperation leads to the right wing to, you know, deliver maybe populistic messages, but messages that can really catch up, I mean, with people needs and with people expectations. And the promises that come out from the right wing, from the neo-fascist movement, can be really seducing for people that are in a desperation situation, in a very bad situation in terms of economics and in terms of social conditions. Of course, these are just promises. These promises are not kept. We have seen that every time right-wing movement, neo-fascist movement gets into power, then it's always working people paying the price for this. It's again neoliberal policies and rights to be destroyed, I mean. And so we need really as trade unions to step up, to explain to working people that the promises coming from the right wing don't work, and that we have, on the contrary, I mean, to fight for a more progressive and inclusive political, economic and social model. And this is based on workers' rights, but also on trade union rights. We need to fight our battle for this, and we have really to come together at global level as trade unions, together with civil society organizations and all democratic movements, to make sure that we can really defeat the far right everywhere in the world.